The U.S. Forest Service has been taking its show on the road recently, hosting public meetings throughout Southeast on its proposal to exempt Alaska from the roadless rule. Most public meetings throughout the region have demonstrated opposition to the exemption. That trend continued in Sitka, where around 100 residents attended two back-to-back hearings at Harrigan Centennial Hall on November 12th. Although several Southeast Native organizations have formally opposed the proposed roadless exemption, the Sitka Tribe of Alaska has not. Nevertheless, tribal elder Harvey Kitka cited a common concern that increased old-growth logging would degrade habitats, cutting off food sources for residents.
The buffers and the streams are not enough. You got to have some old-growth forest for the deer to survive and all the other animals. We don't want to see a complete clear cut anymore because that's too hard on our food that we collect through the winter.
The 2001 rule applies to about a third of national forest land nationwide and more than half of the Tongass. It's designed to limit development and resource extraction in designated areas. Despite its name, though, the rule actually does allow some road building on a case-by-case basis. In 2018, Alaska petitioned the Forest Service to come up with a state-specific roadless rule. Two other states, Idaho and Colorado, also have their own unique rules. After the agency came up with six options, President Trump directed Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue to pursue alternative six, fully exempting the Tongass from roadless protections. According to the Washington Post, that directive came after Trump privately discussed the matter with Governor Mike Dunleavy in June while the president's jet was refueling in Anchorage. At both Sitka hearings, there was broad support for Alternative 1 instead, the so-called no-action alternative, which would make no changes to the existing rule. Tava Guillory, a junior at Sitka High School, was one of 41 Sitkins who testified. She echoed many of the public comments when she said she feared more roads would lead to more logging, harming salmon streams, reducing deer habitat, and generally making a subsistence lifestyle more difficult.
My family and I appreciate the fish we catch, the deer we hunt, and the bears we pick. We are benefited so much every year by this beautiful land we live in and the wonderful Tongass Forest, which would be harmed by any of the alternatives 2 through 6.
Management plans for the Tongass have come before the public many times over the years. For some at the Sitka meeting, including Eric Jordan, testifying in favor of keeping roadless protections is a case of deja vu all over again, and he's starting to lose patience.
What I predict, based on years of testimony at meetings like this, is that our wonderful comments are going to be ignored, and this administration, with the aid of the Dunleavy administration, are going to go ahead and exempt the Tongass from the roadless rule, and we should be outraged.
Linda Benkin, who spoke in her role as executive director of the Alaska Longline Fishermen's Association, said she'd been through many public comment processes, and she doesn't expect this one to be the last.
We've been frustrated that we're revisiting this again. We've been through this over and over in the time that I've lived here. We'll count on the young people to continue to fight this fight, but clearly there's only one solution for the Tongass, and that's alternative one, the no action alternative.
But even those who expressed doubt in the process stressed the importance of speaking out. Will Peterson, who works in environmental science, said he believes the federal government is already set on choosing alternative six, regardless of public comment.
I think it's already predetermined on what they want to do, and that is just a huge uphill battle.
Even so, Peterson says he still has faith that speaking up is important, enough faith at least to sit through a multi-hour weeknight meeting for a chance to state his support of the no-action alternative for the record. The public comment period for the proposed Alaska-specific roadless rule exemption runs through December 17th. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ari Snyder.